Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN here at 948. We're speaking with our Raleigh County officials today. Raleigh County Commission Chair John Ford and Planning Director Amanda Smeller. And if you've got any questions, we'll take your calls here, 785-537-1350. Phones have been quiet today, which is a little bit of a surprise. But we will talk a little bit more here about some happenings going on. Yesterday, the County Commission meeting involved some discussions about the EMS and fire district facilities, and I know that's a big need for, especially for EMS, upgrading facilities, and sounds like you guys have given consensus for them to at least explore that.
In our last CIP session of last year, of course that was with the old commission, I did set aside some funds out of our CIP to potentially do some study work, some early consulting work on this particular item. I think internally, at least during my time as a commissioner anyway, we've kind of all come to the conclusion that this is, out of all facility and space needs, this is the most important. And it's not even close. So, we need to figure out what our specific needs are. Obviously the ambulance itself is, if anybody has visited the current facility, it's way out of date. And many different areas at this particular point in time. Living quarters aren't co-ed of nature. Offices aren't necessarily discreet. So there's, personal human resources and HIPAA type of issues that are occurring there. Administrative staff is kind of in separate places, separate buildings at a particular point in time. So logistically, that's not exactly good. And, ambulances themselves are, becoming more technologically advanced, which means they're getting a little larger, a little bit more dense in scope with the things that need to be accomplished. So even our bays are getting to the point where ambulances aren't going to be able to actually fit in them. So, we may find ourselves in a spot where we have to actually build a storage building to do that. It just doesn't work long term. And this is a very vital service, obviously. It's emergency service for those that need it in the moment. And we need to be able to we need to be able to have a facility that equates good service, good customer service, and provides the best possible service that we're known to be able to produce and provide. With all that too, one of the things I think this pandemic has kind of brought up is the need for emergency management type of space. Whether it's, elongated, health and environmental emergency, such as the one that we've been in for the last 13 months or so now, or now if we have other natural disasters such as a tornado or a flood or a very, very large scale fire that would maybe happen, inside the city limits or thereabouts, we need to be able to have space to be able to function. Need to be able to bring up our emergency operations and the manner in which it's constructed. And right now, the space, it just doesn't exist. So that's one of the ones that we're kind of talking about, incorporating that along with EMS and maybe the potential for some kind of secondary or maybe even a consolidation of certain dispatch duties in that location too, if it fits, of course. The spot that we're looking at right now is a spot that the county already owns. So it won't require any new, purchase of property or anything, but we're going to move the current facility over across the street over into the same area as the family resource building, the health department building's on, if, the study proves that we can be able to accomplish that. So that's kind of at least our early thoughts on that, and we'll see how that goes and, what we come back with and what all can be incorporated in there and kind of get a cost analysis and kind of work it piece by piece from there.
All right. And I know there's the discussion also at the with the courthouse property, the old church building. Is that still kind of at a standstill at this point?
Yeah, I know that on Thursday, there is going to be a presentation that kind of goes through the long list of discussions. And I think it goes back as far as 2006 when the property came back up. I tossed and turned on it. I was originally for it and then kind of backed out, one, because of COVID and the need to probably make our resources at that time available for that. And I think the second part is didn't have a this is what we're going to do with it in the moment type of scenario. And, maybe logistically moving forward, maybe court rendered services in that location may be plausible. There was a thought going around, including for myself, that maybe the original structure, not the mazes worth of additions that have been put on it, but if you could just get it down to the basic building and maybe use it for some court related services and one or two other things. I still think that there, and this is probably goes back to most of our discussion this morning about comprehensive planning and what our needs for facilities and space really are, and can they be incorporated into that, or are we kind of starting over from scratch? And I think one of the things maybe we haven't done well as a county throughout the years is really developed a plan and maybe one by one prioritize that and tried to knock those out. And I think we've reached that point to where we need to build that, for lack of a better term, a foundation in order to accomplish that. And I think that'll be a significant amount of our comprehensive plan moving forward and trying to, obviously we know that EMS, as we've discussed, is probably the big priority, but what priorities are after that? And one by one, how can we accomplish those? I think we've spent a long time discussing the perfect scenario, finding the perfect spot at the perfect price with the perfect elements. And the reality is nothing really is perfect. So, you know, it's either we use the space that we have and reconfigure it and bring it up to date, or we try to figure out what direction to go from there. And I think that's going to be part of the early discussion. And I can't tell you how that's going to go just yet. And obviously when it comes down at the end, it comes down to how to finance those things. And that'll be the end part of that discussion to get to those means. But, you know, at some point in time, we do have to start at least discussing and coming up with some kind of a strategy or plan outside of that.
With talks of a drug court, where would that proposed drug court be?
I think that's within the already structure that's there. You're just using that kind of platform and strategy with the judge and community corrections right now. I don't know that you have to specifically have a separate courtroom to do those things. Now you may need some extra space for community corrections or something like that to accomplish some of that. But you got to keep in mind too that there is the entire 21st Judicial District, so it includes Riley and Clay County too. So there's multiple counties and multiple entities that would be involved in that particular process.
Okay. Well, I know there was talks, I think it was last week, about the county maybe in the early stages of a sales tax question. What's kind of the thinking there?
Yeah, you know, interesting you bring that one up, because, you know, the Kansas legislature is also apparently thinking about that too. There's Senate Bill 87 out there that may change some of the dynamics and structure of that. Right now, we're kind of looking at what would be a five-year just road and bridge tax. If incorporated in the means that we need it to, we would actually probably go with somewhere along the lines of a 0.2 to 0.3. So it wouldn't be the 0.5 that we've had over the last 20 years. It would just incorporate just that for the county. And so on the county side, it would actually reduce the sales tax by whatever applicable point decimal there. And it would add, of course, it would add back that amount to the city side of it. But, you know, what we're really wanting to do is just to make sure that we keep up with our road overlays and the maintenance. That's extremely important. And we have some culvert and bridge structures that they're old. One of them was built in 1915. A lot of them are in that 1920 to 1930 range. And, you know, the engineering life expectancy of those were about 50 years. Now we've done some, you know, some upgrades and stuff to them to make them last. And some of them still may last for quite some time, but, you know, we're almost.
Oh, his phone froze up here.
Oh no.
Well, we're about wrapped up here anyway. We'll see if we get John back here in a moment, but, obviously, important stuff here because it funds a lot of stuff. Kind of, Amanda, what we were talking about earlier with planning and development, roads are a big part of that, and yeah, we'll see where that goes.
Absolutely.
Well, it certainly was interesting getting to learn a little bit more about you, Amanda, and we appreciate you coming on here this morning. If people have any questions, they want to get a hold of you at the office, how can they do that?
Yes, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Brandon, because I am you know, very big into making sure people know they can get a hold of planning and development, and we can help them out and answer their questions. Our office line is 785 537-6332. So yeah, folks can always give us a call if they have a question about the property or about what's going on. We're happy to provide customer service and answer their question.
Okay, very good. Looks like we've reconnected with John here right at the end of the program here. He's connecting back on to Zoom. Zoom kind of fails us every once in a while here, but John, you're back?
Yeah, sorry about that. Apparently I've got a digital jetpack, and well, if right on cue when it comes to technology, it failed this morning. So fortunately, I've got my phone back up, and I plan for that because I know how difficult things are. I don't know exactly how much time we have left where we left off. Well, but
we're about wrapped up here, John. I don't know. Okay. If you want to quickly finish your thought, you can. Here, I'll give about 30 seconds.
Just on the sales tax, it's still kind of a work in progress. We're going to do some tours of some of those sites to see where we're at and just kind of develop it from there. If the Kansas legislature helps, maybe we could widen that a little bit and do exactly what we've done over the last 20 years. But if not, we're probably looking at a 0.2 to 0.3. That would be road and bridge that would have to be revisited ballot-wise every 5 years, but would accomplish at least two of those three objectives.
All right. Well, appreciate it, John. Amanda, thank you so much. Thanks to Julie Gibbs as well for being our guest here on In Focus.
Thank you.